Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're going to start us off this morning. What's on your mind?
I would like to salute the gasoline prices down across the border in the U.S. It works out to about $1 a liter. And I would also like to salute all the rest stops that are available on the main highways in other provinces and in the U.S. that we do not have one of here in Saskatchewan.
Thanks for your call.
You bet.
Obviously, somebody who's just taken a road trip back from holidays. 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. I do have to say, when you're talking about traveling, those passing lanes that they have between here and Delisle and here in Rosetown, man, those things are golden. I love that. Whatever they cost, we should install more of those on some of our busiest two-laners. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I'd like to boot the farmers for poisoning our world and using science only when it suits them. Thanks. Bye.
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. All right, Boots and Salutes, have your say. Maybe you want to go online, have your say there, cjwwradio.com, and have your say on whether or not you use your horn while driving. 56% of people say rarely. And I have to admit that I'd fall into that same category. 17% say they do use their horn while driving. One of the interesting things I find is that when you're driving in Canada, for example, people use their horn only when they're angry. When you drive in some European countries, they use their horn just as a bit of information, you know, just a quick beep beep to let you know that they're there. They're not mad. They're, you know, you didn't cut them off. They're just letting you know. But here in Canada, when someone lays on the horn, they lay on the horn because they're angry about something. Anyway, have your say. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com, or give us a call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'd like to salute Glenside, Saskatchewan, for putting on a pretty good first annual tractor pull. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I only use my horn to wake the people up ahead of me that are texting instead of paying attention to the traffic light.
Well, that's a good use for your horn. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for SGI for suggesting that the retired RCMP officers can have veteran plates on their vehicles. I think it's just an insult to the veterans that actually fought in the war. I mean, if you're letting the RCMP do it, then, I mean, what's next? Retired firemen, and after that, just retired civil servants. I just think that was a really stupid idea on SGI's part.
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Some of the other things that you may want to chime in on, and Gord alluded to it just a couple of minutes ago. We'll have more coming up on 8 o'clock. The Canadian ambassador being sent home from Saudi Arabia over some tweets. And then the question is, the Saudis say, you know, basically, Canada, mind your own business about how we handle our people in our country. And how do you feel about that? Is that legitimate? Is it their own business, or is this something that Canada should be sticking its nose into? Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to salute myself. It's a long weekend for me.
All right, enjoy it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. This is just a comment on the previous caller about the RCMP with the veteran plate. Something that he needs to be reminded of is that the RCMP follows under the Royal Service Order, which is included with the Canadian Armed Forces, the Royal Canadian Air Force, the Canadian Army, and the Royal Canadian Navy. Many RCMP service members have actually served in combat roles and training roles in both Afghanistan and other world conflicts, including peacekeeping missions. So they do qualify as veterans in certain instances. So that's something he should bear in mind.
Hey, thanks for the clarification on that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Anything that might be on your mind on this Tuesday morning. Yes, it is a short work week. I would like to send out a shout-out and a salute to Football Saskatchewan. They hosted something this weekend called the Six Nations Elite Development Camp, and it is for Indigenous football players. And these were kids from not only around Saskatchewan, as far north as L'Orange, but also there were some players who came in from Manitoba, Winnipeg, as far away as Winnipeg. And it was quite an experience for these young players who are given instruction and training like they've probably never received before, just the level of coaching. And the camp is, the players have to earn their way to this camp. They have to be nominated by their coaches, and it's based not just on their football skills, but also their character, how they address school, not just grades, but also attendance and behavior and whether they are, in fact, leaders in their school. And if it all falls together for them, then they get a chance to come to this camp. And it started on Thursday, ran right through the long weekend here in Saskatoon. And the kids now, they go home, and hopefully they'll take some of the things they learned and some of the leadership skills and pass it along to their other teammates and the other kids around them at whatever school it is that they're going back to. And so make for a better world. I like it. So to Football Sask, good job. Good job on that. We're in X Week. Rides begin today at noon, $10 Tuesday. Then there's the food and the displays and everything that goes along with it. The parade starts at 10 o'clock this morning. If you are going to the parade and you're looking for a spot on the route, here's where you some of the great places to line up. 24th Street, because the parade is going to start at 24th and Spadina, just on the other side of the University Bridge. It comes out, it goes down 24th Street all the way to 4th Avenue, turns south on 4th Avenue, travels to 20th Street, then it turns east on 20th Street, where it hooks up again with Spadina Crescent, and then goes back to 24th. Anywhere along the route, it's about an hour for the entire parade to go past. So there you go. Also, that's some good information to have if you happen to be driving in the downtown and you don't have time to go to the parade and you just want to avoid the traffic. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Yellow.
Good morning. Hey, I'd like to salute my wife for giving me an awesome 10th anniversary wedding gift.
Right on. 306-938-0600. Or 1-800-667-3727. Give us a call if you want a boot, you want a salute, whatever it is that is on your mind. We would like to share it with the rest. The radio is yours for the next couple of minutes here as we close in on 8 o'clock. And Gordon Weeb standing by with the 8 o'clock news. Less with all the sports, more talk about the Riders and all the big things that happen around on the weekend. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I want to salute the guy who said about when he only uses his horn when he sees cell phone. I think people should start doing that. You see a guy in a cell phone, just give two quick taps, and then maybe that'll embarrass them to get off of them.
Thanks for your call. Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the farmers, because without them, we'd be starving and sober. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the guy that called in this morning about the farmers saying they're poisoning everything. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have food on the table. Thanks.
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Speaking of farmers, here's one where you have to be careful what you wish for. This happened last week, but there's a sunflower farm in Ontario that invited people to come and take pictures with the flowers. And they were beautiful, big sunflowers. It's a way to make an extra bit of money. A couple of pictures went viral on Instagram, and in one day they had 7,000 cars show up. You know what it reminded me of is Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams, where they build it and they will come. Well, traffic was backed up for miles. Police eventually had to step in and direct traffic. Needless to say, the farm has now banned Instagrammers from now on. It just became too much for them to handle. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. A big salute to the people of Dog River for the Polka Fest they put on last weekend on Saturday and then Sunday afternoon. And they have a beautiful facility there, and they all the volunteers and good food, great music, nice dance floor, nice hardwood dance floor.
Nice.
It was a great time. Great time. People from all over the province, all the way from Texas to Edmonton and Vancouver to Winnipeg.
All right. Props to Dog River. I love it.
Very, very good place.
Thank you. And we're going to leave it right there for another edition of Boots and Salutes. We'll do the same thing tomorrow morning, though, starting at 10 to 8. Have your say. Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they have